El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills and Beyond. First, the neighborhood read. Granite Hills is one of El Cajon's most desirable residential pockets. Hilly, quiet, predominantly single-family streets with garages, small community greenbelts, and a suburban feel that's a real step above central El Cajon. El Cajon overall runs about 30 to 35 crimes per 1,000 residents, higher than the U.S. average. But Granite Hills is consistently cited by neighborhood guides as one of the more stable, lower nuisance pockets in the city, with fewer commercial corridors and more owner-occupied pride. The population here trends families and working professionals, median age mid-30s to early 40s. Residents praise easy access to Jamacha Road, Madison Avenue shopping, and solid schools. The honest gripes, older housing stock that can need updating, summer heat, and some traffic on the main arteries. But the vibe, quiet streets, maintained yards, and a genuine neighborhood feel. Now the rentals, and this is what we're really here for. The goal is a house or ADU with a garage, room for a classic truck, in-unit washer and dryer, and a real backyard if possible. Here's what's live right now on RentCast. Lead pick, 514 Shady Lane, Unit A, El Cajon 92021, $2,550 MO, 2-bed, 2-bath, 1,088 square feet, single family unit. At 1,088 square feet, that's real living space. Ask the landlord directly about the garage situation. This is the type of listing where you make the call. Next, 480 Jamacha Road, Apartment 8, El Cajon, 92019, $2,100 MO, 2-bed, 2-bath, 913 square feet, single family style, right on Jamacha. Walkable to everything in Granite Hills territory. $2,100 is the most affordable house-style option on this list and sits right below Zillow's typical El Cajon rent of $2,277. Also on the radar, 3231 Dehesa Road, Unit 40, El Cajon, 92019. $3,400/MO, 2-bed, 2-bath, 1,371 square feet. That's the biggest footprint on this list and a premium price. But 1,371 square feet in a single-family unit is genuinely rare at the rental level. If space and storage are the priority and the budget stretches, this one's worth a look. And 932 South Mollison Avenue, Unit 932A, El Cajon, 9202, $2,500/MO, 2-bed, 2-bath, townhouse style. Solid mid-tier option. Compare all of these against Realtor.com's El Cajon 2-bedroom median rent of $2,450. These listings are right in the zone, with the Jamacha Road unit coming in notably under market. If a house or ADU isn't available when you look, two apartment complexes worth knowing. Rancho de la Luna at 478 Van Houten Avenue, rated 4.4 out of 5 stars on Google across 29 reviews. Alta Apartments at 346 Jamacha Road, rated 4.6 out of 5 stars across 73 reviews. Both are solid fallback options. Tap below to see current availability and photos.